Is kind of a concept called the forgotten middle, and these are credit unions between the asset range of $250 million to $750 million, and they seem to be kind of struggling a little bit because we hear a lot of news about credit union success these days. You know, membership growth, lending, all that type of stuff. It's off the charts, but there's a certain group of credit unions that might not be in this category. Can you kind of expand on this a little bit? What's going on with this group here?
Yeah, they have some very unique problems that are driven by their size.
Okay.
It's simply a matter of the fact that when you're in that asset group, and again, the smaller credit unions, they have a very strong support group. They have the CUNA, they have the leagues, they have NAFQ, and they really strive to sure that those small credit unions are getting the kinds of data and information they need. The big ones are all being catered to by all the vendors across the country. I mean, that's the prize that they want. They want to deal with those billion-dollar plus, $5 billion plus credit unions because there are some economies of size there, and of course, they have their own unique challenges. But that group in the middle is literally forgotten. No one is reaching out to them, and they struggle with a couple of things, Mike.
Okay.
First thing that they struggle with is they really have a hard time attracting talent. I mean, some of the marketplaces that, you know, these organizations are in and the size, they don't have the salary dollars, the budget to be able to reach out and pay some of the salaries that need to be paid to people to bring. Plus, some of these organizations are in some very unique geographic marketplaces. I mean, not everybody wants to live in Montana, and I'm not picking on the state of Montana.
It's beautiful up there.
But you know, not everybody wants to live in Little Rock, Arkansas. Now, I got to tell you, Arkansas was a great place for me. It's a wonderful culture, a wonderful marketplace. The people are extremely friendly, and yes, I was very fortunate to have a great staff that allowed me to be successful. But at the end of the day, that forgotten middle is struggling with attracting talent. The next thing they're having trouble with is field of membership. And there's lots of articles that have been published over, and in fact, I think you had Cornerstone on.
Yes.
And they were talking about some of the FOM issues that are happening. And it's not anymore about that issue of, okay, I've got this well-defined geographic field of membership, or I've got this employee group or several employee groups that I serve. No, it's now crossing all kinds of boundaries.
Yep.
And NCUA is struggling with how that's going to happen. And there's new regulations coming and new things that the credit unions are going to have to comply with. And that group in that size of 250 to 750 million is struggling with those field of membership issues. So they've got problems with attracting talent.
Okay.
They've got FOM, field of membership issues. And then last but not least, most of those credit unions in that size still struggle with this balance between liquidity, how much do I need to have, versus lending.
Okay.
And, of course, it's challenging because the regulators really don't want you to have 100% loan to share or anywhere near that level.
Oh,
yet,
really?
In order to be profitable, you need to push that envelope.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to prove that you can generate revenue, which comes from lending.
Mm-hmm.
And when you generate revenue, that gives you the dollars that you need to attract talent, to offer more products and services, to keep up, if you will, with the Joneses, the large banks, the large regional banks, and maybe in some of the bigger markets like in California and in Texas, where you might have a $500 million credit union in the middle of $2 or $3 billion credit unions in the same city.
That's what we have here in San Diego.
Exactly. And so how do they compete with that when they have limited budget dollars and they're competing with four mega credit unions, if you will, who can offer anything and everything?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you stay relevant to your field of membership that's in a contracting mode because of what's going on with FOM.
That's a pickle that I think a lot of people don't really think about these days, because I think a lot of people are thinking about the smaller credit unions and the 10 million, 50 million, 100 million in that area. But of all groups to be kind of struggling, 250 to 750 million. I mean, that's very surprising.
And of course, you know my background, and most of the people probably that are listening in know my background. I'm a lending guy. I mean, you know, why they ever made me in charge of a credit union, I mean, that's still a mystery. But at the end of the day, lending is what drives success within a credit union. If you, and the reason I say that is because lending typically generates the largest portion of revenue, other than if you're going to fee your members to death.
Man, you don't want to do that.
None of us.